This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell.
Happy weekend, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me now is Joe McKenzie. He is the founder of Ripple Connects. He turns candidates into contenders. He's been doing this for quite a while, and he is our resident expert when it comes to career. Not only your career, but maybe it's the second stanza of your career, your encore performance, if you will, with regard to how you're earning money for your family. Joe McKenzie can be reached at RippleConnects.com, 763-438-1621. Joe McKenzie, good morning and welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Freddie Bell. How are you today?
Unbelievable. And I'm adjusting to the now normal. And I have to say that it really is exciting. And I'll tell you why. Because last week we talked about connecting virtually, using social media as a leverage tool, whether it be GoToMeeting or Zoom or Facebook Live, Instagram Live, as a way of staying connected. And as we think about this, Joe, this week we're talking about building your authentic LinkedIn brand. Tell us how that relates to being connected. How do you build, and what's the efficacy in building your own LinkedIn brand?
Well, this is an important point, because for many years, people saw LinkedIn as just a place to kind of store their resume, where they had been or what they're currently doing. And there's so many layers to LinkedIn. It takes a number of years to really harness the power of LinkedIn, but really it can reflect your authentic brand. And what I mean by that is people get to know you, you know, through this website, and you're more than just where you were from 2010 to 2015. Freddie, they start to tap into your interest, your leadership style. What kind of volunteer work you're doing, that unpaid work experience. The use of the right hashtags draws new people in, an audience to you. When you share an article that's uniquely you, you know, I know I share a lot of authentic leadership articles, not written by me, but by someone else. Mm-hmm. And Freddie, I get more interaction from people I don't know via these types of articles. We reach out because of the LinkedIn messaging. It's easy to communicate back and forth. And I've established my own brand that I didn't even realize I had when I first started on LinkedIn. It took time. But Freddie, you've seen a lot of the work that I've done on LinkedIn. And all of a sudden, people understand who Joe McKenzie is and what type of leader I am versus just where I've been. It's not just a resume. It's building your authentic brand for now and potentially in the future.
You have a really big platform on LinkedIn. And if you've not seen Joe McKenzie on LinkedIn, go to him, Joe McKenzie on LinkedIn, and it's RippleConnects.com. It's interesting that I'm just curious, do you believe that LinkedIn is purposefully or is intentionally difficult to navigate to the person who's going to it for the very first time?
It takes time to understand what you have there. I know I've been on it for probably close to 7-8 years, and it was only within the last 4 to 5 years that I realized how it could work for me. That's a tough question to answer. I just think it's so comprehensive. There's so many facets, and people use LinkedIn differently, Freddie, that I think it just takes time to figure out how it's going to work best for you as a tool. And so, you know, for the new beginnings aspect of LinkedIn, I share articles that are similar to what we talk about. And all of a sudden, I have people following me because of the Q factor that we've talked about, one of the authors in the past, or cognitive diversity. I'll share a Harvard Business Review article on that. But it took me several years to realize that's the power I had. And I know I shared one Harvard Business Review article on cognitive diversity, a topic that we've talked about on New Beginnings. And within 2 to 3 weeks, using the right hashtags and just putting it out there, I had 9,000 views of my post. That's 9,000.
Oh my gosh.
People were viewing an article that I hadn't written, but I just said this was a topic that we discussed on New Beginnings here this weekend. It's on cognitive diversity and just how people process information differently and how we think differently about solving problems. But Freddie, within 3 weeks, 9,000 views, all of people from all over the world were viewing my post that I had shared from the Harvard Business Review. I essentially built my brand along a few different topics. And that one was cognitive diversity or success later in life. We talk about it in New Beginnings. That took me some time to realize the power that I can harness through the different facets of LinkedIn. Everybody's different on how they're going to approach it, but I finally found mine about 3-4 years ago.
So maybe that is the magic of LinkedIn, that it's an open source and you can build it to suit who you are and to express your real authentic self through the tools that are available through LinkedIn. Everyone, we're talking with Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connect, co-host on New Beginnings, about building your authentic LinkedIn brand. So if you were to help somebody who was their very first time going to LinkedIn, and your intention is not only just to get on the platform, but to start to build their authentic selves, what would be the number one thing that you would share with them that they should most certainly do?
What I would do is, don't be afraid to fail and, fail again, fail better. I had to tweak a number of ways to go on about building my brand, but really what I did was I watched others and people that I emulated and watched what they shared. So you can follow people that you respect and really enjoy their content. And that can be someone from a CEO of a company that you know, or a business writer, or someone locally here. Watch what others are doing. And that is how I learned to harness hashtags, how to curate the right articles that are uniquely fitted to myself and my career coaching and my New Beginnings brand. Freddie, we've been at this 6 years, but with only in the last 3-4 years did I really learn how to harness that. But it was through watching others, how they built their authentic brand. So I think that would be my first step for someone that's trying to wrap their head around that.
Well, it's interesting. I've been on LinkedIn maybe about as long as you have, but I'm in the public media, and I'm shy about putting information on social media. I'm a minimalist, and so I'll give the bare minimum just in order to stay connected. But is that approach effective in today's society and the world, the current or the now? The now generation?
To stay minimalist in regards to LinkedIn?
Yes.
I do think we're shifting more towards that online presence or that social media presence. I think someone that's wanting to reinvent or recalibrate their career, Freddie, I think they have to go at least a step above minimalist and really flesh out their who they are as a person, a leader, how they really just impact the world. And that is going to help people. That's going to help you reinvent yourself because your connections are seeing this. Most people 5 years ago had no idea I had any kind of capacity to be on the radio, but that's changed. And it's changed because I got out of my shell to say, okay, I'm going to own this space. And you encouraged me to say, own this space. Mm-hmm. And I did. And I was humble. I grew up in the Midwest of 1 of 8 children, and I wasn't supposed to talk about myself. That was bragging. But in order for me to reach as many people as I can with the work that I do and how I can help them, I had to step out of that shell and go a couple steps above being a minimalist.
Wow. So be your authentic self, dare to be beyond a minimalist. And what would be one other thing that you would share with our audience this morning before we have to say goodbye?
Just embrace that's a lot about the virtual world and how we're going to communicate and connect. this is another version of that. This is how people are going to connect with you. They're going to know about you often before they ever meet or have a phone conversation with you, Freddie. So make sure that you do embrace your LinkedIn profile, because they're probably going to go there first to learn about you. And I don't think 5 years ago I would have said that. But in today's world and that shift that's taking place, you have to be on LinkedIn and you have to start building out your authentic brand. And really, Freddie, it's not something you build overnight. Take a granular approach and certainly be open to watching what others do so you can learn from them. And it's okay to fail. Some of my early posts did not look that great, but I'm learning from watching others.
All right, Joe, we got to leave it right there. And you do some fine work, I must say, at Ripple Connects.
Yes, we do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And you're listening to New Beginnings.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's rippleconnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, rippleconnects.com.
Introducing the New Beginnings podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the New Beginnings podcast today.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guide, simple checklists, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP Job Board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And, of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone. As we continue on New Beginnings this weekend, let's take a look at COVID-19 with heart disease and protecting your health. People with heart disease and other underlying health conditions are at a high risk for becoming seriously ill should they develop COVID-19. That according to experts we've talked with at the Mayo Clinic. Health patients may question if they are doing the right things for their health at this time when there is little research available surrounding this new viral disease. Stephen Kopecky, a Mayo Clinic cardiologist, talks about what patients, heart patients, need to consider in relation to COVID-19. Flu shots are important to heading off the viral inflammation, according to the doctor. He says one of the most important precautionary steps for a person with heart disease is to have the influenza vaccine. He says research shows that people vaccinated for the flu reduce their risk of having a heart attack or stroke by about 50% during that flu season. He says while the flu shot won't prevent COVID-19, it can prevent influenza or at the least reduce the severity of the flu. And when fewer people contract and spread the flu, he says it means fewer patients who need to be treated and more medical resources available right now for COVID-19. Dr. Kopecky says that the influenza virus is dangerous for heart patients because it can cause an inflammatory reaction all over the body, and the inflammation can irritate the lining of the arteries. If those arteries are already strained with plaque buildup, the inflammation can lead to a tear. A blood clot could form, blocking blood flow to your heart and brain, causing a heart attack or even a stroke. Dr. Kopecky goes on to say that other respiratory viruses have a similar effect. Severe acute respiratory syndrome, coronavirus 2 or SARS, is a virus that causes COVID-19. It can increase body-wide inflammation just like the flu. And if you have heart disease, it can be a double problem if you get SARS-CoV-2 infection, he says. Medications, let's talk about that for a second. Considering the current need for social isolation to limit the spread of COVID-19, Dr. Kopecky says it's a good idea to check your supply of prescriptions and stock a month's supply now. He says heart patients should not disrupt their medication schedule unless directed to do so by their healthcare provider. He also goes on to say that if you're over 75, then stopping a statin increases your risk for having to go into the hospital for a cardiac event by approximately a third. Therefore, he says it's very important to continue statin use so that you can stay away from hospitals. Dr. Kopecky goes on to add that the same is true for beta blockers. Don't skip the doses. He says patients taking some type of inhibitor or a blocker should not stop treatment unless they're told to do so by their health provider. And taking a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, or NSAID, is common in the flu season, but it will also increase your risk of a heart event within 7 days of taking it daily. He says that's true for all NSAIDs except naproxen, which can be taken for 30 days before increasing risk for a heart event. He says the best option is to take acetaminophen, which does not increase your risk of a heart event, that according to Dr. Kopecky. He also talks about maintaining healthy diet and a healthy weight. Number one, addictive foods. He says addictive foods, including processed foods such as chips and store-bought cookies, provide a surge of energy from the fat and the sugar they contain and create the urge to eat them again. Number two, add-on calories. He says add-on calories often come in the form of sugary drinks and alcohol, so heart patients need to pay attention to what they drink and what they eat. Then he talks about automatic foods, and these are foods that people eat without thinking, such as bread or chips or salsa served before a meal. And then number four, the adulterated food. Now, these foods look better than they are because of the chemicals and processing used to produce them. Adulterated foods are not healthy additions. And finally, Dr. Kopecky says keep up the exercise. He suggests that patients continue with their recommended exercise routines if they don't have symptoms of COVID-19. Besides providing the comfort of keeping a routine, regular exercise helps relieve stress and maintains weight. He also cautions that eating more without exercising will cause weight gain. Dr. Kopecky goes on to say that it's better to recognize weight gain on your scale early on before it starts to cause symptoms, which leads to shortness of breath and the need to be seen by your doctor or even to go to the emergency room. Remember, do all you can to stay away from the hospitals during this pandemic, especially if you have a heart condition. We're giving you heart information during COVID-19 and protecting your health. You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and our program continues right now.
Introducing the New Beginnings podcast, featuring career, health, and financial information for people on the go. To get your fresh start, visit freddiebell.com/newbeginnings. Check out the New Beginnings podcast today.
Happy weekend, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell. As we continue on our program this weekend, let's talk a little bit about term life insurance. All right, we're all freaking out about the global pandemic and the potential financial chaos that could follow. Here is one critical financial planning item within our control that's also inexpensive and easy to obtain. Term life insurance. Chances are we can buy a policy without ever leaving our homes. Everyone knows deep down that we need life insurance, but many households don't have a policy in place. Some have it, such as an employer policy, but it's not enough. With a term policy, we can pay an annual premium. We can also make quarterly payments for a set period of time. That's what term refers to. With a level term policy, the annual premium will never change. If we die during the term, our beneficiary collects the death benefit of our policies. If what's holding you back is more emotional, consider an even harder scenario. You don't take care of this, and something does happen, leaving your loved ones financially vulnerable. Here's how to provide financial peace of mind for anyone who is dependent upon your income. If there is a stay-at-home parent, that person should have a policy as well. Consider the cost of hiring people to provide the caregiving that the parent now provides. Decide how long you need insurance. There are two types of life insurance, term life, and a variety of permanent policies. Insurance agents love to sell permanent policies because they come with much bigger premiums that earn agents much bigger commissions. But most of us need only term life insurance to buy this what-if protection for a set period, but not permanently. If you have young children, you might want a policy for 20 years to make sure there would be ample income to raise them and educate them if something were to happen to you. Or if you're younger and have yet to build up your retirement savings, a 20 or even a 30-year policy could provide a financial cushion. Term might be all you need. There are online worksheets to help you estimate how big a death benefit makes sense to you. Try lifehappens.org. In just 30 seconds, you can get a ballpark estimate of premium costs at termforsale.com. A policy will pay out $1 million in the event the insured dies in the next 20 years might run a healthy 35-year-old non-smoker $30 to $40 a month. At 45 years old, the cost might run, maybe between $80 to $100 a month. And even if you're 55 and in reasonable health, a policy that will pay out $1 million if you were to die in the next 20 years might run $200 to $250 a month. The key in all of this is to talk to your health professional, a life insurance representative, your financial planner, and make decisions right now that could impact and help you and your family over the next several years. And as we talk about permanent and term life insurance, if you live here in the United States, you really want to be prepared for coronavirus. Experts say that you really need an executed power of attorney, which designates a trusted person to take over your finances should you become incapacitated. This is not something most people want to consider right now, or ever, for that matter. It always felt expensive, and it's not fun to think about your mortality. The financial power of attorney is the most useful document because of the possibility that you could be put out of commission for weeks if you fall ill or are not able to take care of your financial affairs. It's followed closely by the health care directive, which expresses your wishes about medical care and who gets to make decisions for you, and a will that distributes your assets after you die. Estate lawyers have seen plenty of worst-case scenarios in normal times when a person suddenly falls ill and their loved ones are left to scramble. However, it's not enough just to prepare documents and using online forms if you do not properly execute them. While a lot of Americans are under stay-at-home orders, there are ways to execute all of these legal documents remotely, at least in states like Minnesota that allow electronic notarizations. To find a lawyer, for example, search online for a certified elder law attorney or someone with accreditation from the American College of Trust and Estate Counsel. A full set of documents with a will, power of attorney, and advance directives could run from $1,500 to $3,000. A single power of attorney could cost less. You can also find free online help from services like Free Will. Keep in mind that these are very generic forms and may not suit your specific needs, especially for complicated estates and guardianship issues. Free Wills system will alert you if your circumstances exceed the capabilities of their documents. For a simple power of attorney form, Free Will co-founder Jenny Sprodling says it should take about 20 minutes. Depending on the rules, you can execute the document with electronic notarization, or if you need two witnesses, you can ask neighbors with proper precautions. More than 8,000 wills were completed online via Free Will in the last month, with an increase of about 5 to 10% per week, according to the company. The average user age is 57. Right now, it's especially important to see more younger people take estate planning seriously and to have power of attorney documents and healthcare directives set up. Most married people hold assets jointly, but single people need to be able to designate someone legally to help them. In the final analysis, it's the most generous thing that we can do for our families. You're listening to New Beginnings, and our program continues with more information right now.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
Happy weekend, everyone. I'm Freddie Bell, and we're coming upon the tax time that's not really going to happen. And you have to be resilient when you think about that. And that's what we're going to talk about today with Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. She is the founder. 952-222-3975 is westmetrohypnosis.com. And last week, Kelly, and I should say, welcome back to the program, first of all.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Last week when we got together, we were talking about the range of emotions, the whole spectrum of emotions, and the center point was the coronavirus. And we were talking about resiliency, and there are some people who are going to be resilient because tax time is not coming in the next few days. It'll be another couple of months out. But how can we spend that and understand that not only can we be resilient with hard facts like taxes, but we can also be resilient when it comes to the range of emotions?
Well, you know, there's a duality that we live in, and I've talked about this before. Matter of fact, I think it might have just been a few weeks ago, you know, that everything has a flip side to it. Mm-hmm. And in my personal opinion, the flip side of resiliency is anxiety. So anything that would cause us to be anxious, and taxes is one of those things that can cause a lot of people to feel anxious. Viruses is one of those things that can cause people to feel really, really anxious. Am I going to get sick? You know, all of these unanswerable what ifs, and coming back to a center point where you remind yourself all of these things and so many others are potentials and potential possibilities in the external environment in which we live. We have to engage in the external world. We can't shut ourselves down and isolate off. That wouldn't be good for our well-being. It wouldn't be good for our mental states or emotional states. And so we have to interact with this outer world, and yet we do not have to let it completely control us and affect us in ways that are less than beneficial. And coming back to resiliency for me is that reminder that I don't have control of a lot of things in the external world. I don't have control of this coronavirus. I don't have control of the timeline. I don't know what's going to happen, what the government is going to do next. What are we going to be allowed to do, not allowed to do? However, when I believe in my own resiliency, there's so much packed into that one word. There's strength. There's patience. There's discernment. There's stability. There's possibility, surrender. There are so many things packed into that world, resilient. Mm-hmm. And it is the implication of bouncing back, of this may be a tough time right now, but the implication is I'm going to be okay. I might not like what's going on, but I'm going to get through it. This is not a permanent situation. It's temporary. It's the implication that it's temporary. I am resilient. And if you look out in nature, nature is our perfect example for this. When you step on blades of grass, they get crushed to the ground and flattened completely. And when you take your foot off, those blades of grass immediately bounce back and are spring into action and are upright and erect. Resiliency is built into nature. And if blades of grass have resiliency built into them, don't you think that you've got some of that same information built into you as well? Because I know you do. So remember how resilient you are. You don't have to like what's going on, but you're resilient and you'll bounce back.
Well said. And I feel myself bouncing back right now, Kelly.
Awesome. Very good.
That's Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. WestMetroHypnosis.com, 952-222-3975. And our program continues right now.
Are you tired of the extra weight? Are you fed up with smoking? Is fear running your life? Do you feel stuck? Well, keep listening. Call 952-222-3975. 3975 or visit westmetrohypnosis.com. Hypnosis feels really good and is very effective in getting results. Remember, 952-222-3975, West Metro Hypnosis, empowering you to master your life.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and with us right now, we're really pleased to have with us the State Director for AARP Minnesota, Mr. Will Phillips. He's going to help us to navigate through a couple of things this morning. First of all, welcome back, Will, and this is the first time that you and I have had to talk this year. Happy New Year, and I'm glad you're with us.
Great. Yeah, Freddie, Happy New Year to you. It's great to be with you.
Let's talk about some of the help and resources that are available as people are navigating through this incredible pandemic. And I'm just wondering, how is AARP Twin Cities, AARP Minnesota, I should say, poised to help its members and the community?
Yeah, unprecedented times. And but I think, you know, the role for AARP is similar to the role that we've fulfilled as an organization for the past 60 years. And that's really to help promote the health and the well-being of older Americans. And in this case, of course, here in our state, older Minnesotans. And, you know, we're really focused on providing information, advocacy, and resources to help older Minnesotans, to help our members, and also for those that are caring for them to protect themselves from coronavirus, to prevent it from spreading to others, and then also to really help cope with the health problems and the major financial disruptions that are caused by this virus. And so again, really focused on providing resources and information, and we've got a few ways that we're doing that.
Everyone, we're talking with Will Phillips. He is the State Director for AARP Twin Cities, AARP Minnesota, and we're talking about the resources that are available. Talk about AARP's community connections. I understand that's relatively new for you.
It is, and I think it's really focused on the fact that this new era of social distancing and sheltering in place is really creating and exacerbating a lot of the problems that we have with people just being isolated. And we know that isolation is a big challenge for older adults. We may have to social distance these days, but we don't have to be alone. And so AARP Community Connections is a new website that offers places where people can find help or they can give it. And so this is a place where websites can connect individuals to support in your community, whether it's you needing to have access to food or services or different things like that. But it's also a place where neighbors can step up to help others by providing that assistance or by signing up to receive phone calls just to provide a friendly voice on the other end of the telephone so that people just have some social connection in their life these days when we're all being asked to stay home.
Interesting. Now, as I understand it, I saw this not long ago, but this is not just in Minnesota, is it, Will?
It's nationwide. But the great thing about it is that it really helps people set up groups at the most local level. And so this is really about helping neighbors help their neighbors. And it's a site that people can go to. It's AARPCommunityConnections.org, where, again, people can find help right in their own neighborhood, or they can figure out a way to step up and help people as well.
Everyone, the voice you hear is that of Will Phillips. He is the State Director for AARP Minnesota. And you've also have other ways of connecting through a weekly gathering. I believe you call it a teletown hall. Is that right?
Yeah, every week at 12 p.m. Central Time, AARP is hosting a nationwide teletown hall where we bring together top experts in various areas. Last week, we had the United States Surgeon General, as well as financial expert Gene Chatsky and others. But we bring in national experts really to tackle issues that are going to help people kind of navigate through this this pandemic. And so people can join toll-free every week at noon. All you got to do is dial in. That number is 855-274-9507. And that's a toll-free number that people can dial in to join this conversation. It's an interactive conversation, kind of like a call-in radio show, but we just do it over the telephone. And again, a great way to get update current relevant information about what's going on with the coronavirus and resources that are available to people to help.
Can we find all of this information? I know there's a lot we put in front of our listeners this morning. Is there a website or a general telephone number that you can share with our audience this morning?
Yeah, no, that's a great point, Freddie. Yeah, the best way to find all this stuff without having to remember two or three websites and phone numbers is just to visit our state webpage for AARP, mm-hmm. and we'll have it all right there for you. And that page is aarp.org/mn.
And you're listening to Will Phillips, our really a wonderful sponsor of New Beginnings. Will Phillips, the state director of AARP Minnesota, and this is New Beginnings.
Sister Spokesman.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me right now as we change our focus is Kitty Harris. She is the Center Coordinator of the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center located at 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis. By phone, 612-344-2221. Good morning and welcome back, Kitty.
Good morning, Freddie. How are you?
Unbelievable, and we're adjusting to this a new way of doing business these days, but we are adaptive people, and I know we can make it work.
Absolutely. The new normal will not be new for too long, and we'll be back, I'm sure, to our regular way of operating.
So thinking about that, I know that activities have been suspended at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, as they have been for a lot of organizations that are open to the public. Tell us the state of things right now with the center.
So as of right now, our center is not offering any of our free community programs and events that we typically hold, but we are still serving patients through North Point Health and Wellness Center, as well as Odom Health and Wellness is still providing physical therapy services to our center. But Minneapolis Public Housing, we know that people have lots of questions and concerns and different things, and so we are still open and operating and serving our community. Our offices, our physical offices may be closed, but we are still doing business, and we are here to answer questions and provide any types of connections that we have. So we at Cora McCorvey invite our listeners, if they do have questions or concerns or things that the Housing Authority can assist with, that they can feel free to give us a call at Cora McCorvey at 612-344-2221. If it is a general housing question, MPHA has set up a separate website, and they can visit mphaonline.org/COVID-resources, and they will be able to get more information about the Housing Authority's response to COVID-19 as well.
Interesting. So I know there's been a lot in the news about the age group of people being impacted by the coronavirus or COVID-19. What's it like at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center and Minneapolis Public Housing in general?
At the Health and Wellness Center right now, we are happy to report that we have not had any of our seniors that come be directly affected. And I think that's because we have been utilizing great tactics since the beginning. Minneapolis Public Housing and our high rises, we have not gotten any reports for our seniors. And so we're very happy about that. We're hoping to continue to have that be the good report. The Housing Authority has cleaning protocols in place, and our wonderful staff are there on a daily basis, 7 days a week, ensuring that our 42 high rises are being cleaned and maintained so that our most vulnerable population can continue to be protected.
Everyone, we're talking with Kitty Harris. She is a center coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. Their address is 1015 4th Avenue North. By phone, 612-344-2221. What do you say to seniors who might be concerned about their loved ones? They can't reach out to them right now for whatever reason. What would be the message from the Minneapolis Public Housing Authority and the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center in particular?
The biggest message that we have tried to convey to our family members who have started to flood our buildings is that their loved ones are taken care of. Our assisted living staff have been doing a great job of ensuring that we help to prevent isolation. We're still continuing to provide services as needed. We're still continuing to provide those meals. But the best thing that you can do is stay home. We don't want people coming to the building, going in and out, and potentially causing more of an issue that than we have right now. Our buildings are good and they're under control. And the best way to keep your family safe is to stay at home, utilize your technology. We have staff that have been making FaceTime calls and allowing people to see their loved ones. And so reach out to us and ask us how we can utilize technology to help you connect with your loved one from the comforts of your home.
All right. That's Kitty Harris from the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, and you're listening to New Beginnings. As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
Life gives me many opportunities to do what I said I would do. There is the grace component. Life is always giving you the opportunity to show up, to participate, to be present in a way that is in alignment with what is important to you, meaningful to you. What is your essence? What are you bringing to the table at work or in your community or at school? I know I catch myself many times showing up for some outer purpose, and I try to remind myself before I get too involved in the activity, how do I want to show up? How do I want to show up in this situation? Open-hearted, as a person who listens, as a person who honors and respects, as a person who is creative and helps bring the group idea to a higher level? Or do I want to show up as someone who criticizes, tries to find fault, or tries to show, I know the best way to do this? So grace gives you opportunities each and every day to show up and to do what you said you would do. That is to bring forth what is important and meaningful in a focused way, in a way that is easy flowing, and in a way that acknowledges the grace of life. Thank you for the opportunities that you give me each and every day. There's a little bumper sticker out there that sometimes they carry really profound wisdom. A little bumper sticker that says, God trusts me. I wish God didn't trust me so much. There are all these opportunities in life for you to show up and express what is meaningful and important to you, what you want to bring to the table. And you can be grateful for all that homework, all those opportunities. Often I've shared with you what I call the minister's secret, as I speak to a colleague here. The minister's secret, when you set an intention to bring forth a lesson, whatever theme you choose, life, by its grace, is going to give you abundant opportunities before that Sunday to practice. Yes. If I'm speaking about forgiveness, oh boy. The things that come up in my life. And it's good. It's good because it's giving me the opportunity to practice. One of our early great teachers, Dr. H. Emily Cady, and her Lessons in Truth and the other writings that she created and Unity published, she said sometimes folks would come to her after one of her lectures or gatherings and say, "Oh, I'm such a bad truth student. This situation keeps coming up in my life. Now, if I had the higher consciousness, these unpleasant circumstances would not appear in my life." And Dr. Cady would say, "Dear one, maybe this has come up in your life because you have reached the point of being capable to forgive it, to release it, to heal it, to change it. It's not there as a punishment. It's there for your practice to carry forward what is important to you, to be the kind of individual that you envision yourself to be. Life gives you plenty of practice, and that's a good thing because we are all works in progress. We're all on this journey together. And speaking of this journey, this Wednesday with Ash Wednesday, that will begin the tradition in Christianity of the season of Lent. Now, if you're familiar with that or you've grown up with that idea of Lent, here it is again. Time to give something up. Time to give up my Starbucks. Time to give up my chocolate. Or like a friend of mine back in upstate New York said, "Well, you know, I've decided, I gave it a lot of thought. This year for Lent, I'm going to give up watermelon." Well, I happen to know the truth. He hates watermelon. So in effect, he was making a trite little Lenten practice of giving up something he didn't want anyway. I invite you to go deeper, both with the services that we have in the coming weeks together, leading us to the Easter triumph of life, or as you leave today, receiving the Unity booklet with daily devotionals, a time of reflection for each day, from Ash Wednesday to Easter, to take this as an opportunity for self-examination, spending a little time. What's important to me? How can I focus on it? How can it easily come forth in my life? And how can I be grateful for the grace of life that gives me the opportunity to practice what is important to me? You see, the season of Lent is a pilgrimage, a journey, a quest. Charles Fillmore called it not a journey in space, but a journey in mind, heart, consciousness. What am I willing to surrender, to change in life, so that I am freed to give that new attention, that new energy to something that is more aligned to what is important to me? This is our opportunity to travel like pilgrims together, homeward bound, to go home. That is to go to the very center of our truth, our being, our dream, our meaning. So I invite you to turn your attention within this spiritual practice of Lent. Can be reading the daily reading that Unity has prepared, or just giving a few minutes to silence, to being still, We might even say, am I willing to give up my rush and busyness in life to give just 5 minutes to stillness and contemplation of what is meaningful, what is important to me, what I am willing to bring forth in my life, therefore bring forth in the world. I'd like us to just reflect on this one statement, probably the one most remembered from Maria Nemeth's book, Mastering Life's Energies. Nevertheless, I am willing. I can see those of you that worked through the book with me. You know that phrase. Well, it's really a Lenten phrase.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the Senior Minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Did you know that now you can see and hear Sunday morning services from Unity South Twin Cities? Search Unity South Twin Cities online and Facebook and catch the live stream Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Facebook.com.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.